many parts of the country and the world will recognize Juneteenth as a reminder of our history and as a way of celebrating the accomplishments taking place since that time. The history is rooted in U.S. slavery and race relations. It actually started in Texas in 1865 after the Union forces gained control there. President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, but it wasn't until June 1865 that the Union forces overcame the resistance there that people became aware this proclamation had been issued, freeing slaves from territories that had rebelled. So from that origin, people began celebrations. Initially, it was a way of educating people and being involved in political activities to inform the newly freed slaves about their rights and to get them engaged in the political process.
Johnson elaborates on how the event grew from Texas to an international celebration.
Juneteenth became a way of celebrating their freedom and new responsibilities. Since that time, it spread from Texas to other parts of the country, particularly as people from Texas moved to western states and up to the Midwest. So it's have become somewhat of a national and international celebration, although it's only a legal holiday in Texas.
Locally in St. Cloud, the annual festival brings a community together to partake in various games and activities.
Here in St. Cloud, we're going to be celebrating our 19th annual event. It'll be generally the same format. We'll have entertainment, there'll be games, food, there'll be an opportunity to learn a lot about community resources from visitors and others who will be there to share information about their services and activities. Generally, it's an opportunity for people to get together and have basically a large picnic or outing. There may be new exhibitors or new groups represented, different people sharing their talents.
The event will be held at Riverside Park on Friday, June 19th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm Christine Getke reporting for KVSC News.